WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back again with another dose of stoic wisdom to kickstart your day. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot? Like you're going through the motions but not really living? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your to-do list feels a mile long, and your body just screams for a break? Well, guess what? Today, we're talking about something powerful, mindful movement. It's not just about hitting the gym or squeezing in a quick yoga session. It's about connecting your mind, body, and spirit through intentional, present-moment actions. Because let's be real, folks, our lives are a whirlwind of demands, distractions, and deadlines. We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and pressures that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and depleted. It's no wonder stress has become the norm. But what if I told you there was a simple, yet incredibly effective, way to combat this chaos and reclaim your sense of well-being? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind as we dive deeper into this amazing practice. First up, mindful movement is about cultivating awareness. It's about paying attention to the sensations in your body, the rise and fall of your breath, the tension in your muscles, the subtle shifts in your posture. By tuning into these physical cues, you start to become more present in your body and less caught up in the mental chatter that often dominates our minds. Think of it like hitting the pause button on the endless stream of thoughts and just being with what is. Second, mindful movement isn't about perfection. It's about showing up for yourself, exactly as you are, in this moment. Don't worry about nailing that perfect pose or achieving a certain level of fitness. Just focus on moving your body in a way that feels good and aligned with how you're feeling right now. Third, find movement that excites you. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be a walk in the park, dancing in your living room, gardening, even just stretching while watching your favorite show. The key is to choose activities that bring you joy and make you feel good. Movement shouldn't feel like a chore, it should be something you look forward to. Fourth, remember that mindful movement isn't just about the physical benefits. It can have a profound impact on our emotional well-being too. Moving your body releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. It helps reduce stress and anxiety, improve sleep quality, and increases feelings of calm and contentment. And finally, make mindful movement a regular part of your routine. Even just a few minutes each day can make a difference. Start small, listen to your body, and gradually increase the intensity and duration of your sessions as you feel more comfortable. Picture this. You're waking up feeling that familiar Monday morning dread, right? Emails piling up, meetings scheduled back to back, and the temptation to hit snooze for just 5 more minutes is strong. But instead, you decide to do something different, a quick mindful movement session. 5 minutes of stretching while breathing deeply, focusing on each sensation in your body. Maybe even a few sun salutations to get those endorphins flowing. You feel yourself waking up, feeling energized and grounded. The world outside might still be hectic, but you're starting your day with a sense of calm clarity that sets the tone for everything else. This isn't just about surviving the Monday blues, it's about transforming them into a moment of personal power. You choose to approach the day with intention and presence, ready to tackle whatever comes your way. So, remember, mindful movement isn't just about physical health, it's about cultivating a deeper connection with yourself, finding balance in a chaotic world, and ultimately, living a more fulfilling life. Ready to level up your well-being? Start small. Take that 5-minute walk, do some gentle stretches, dance like nobody's watching. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little nudge in the right direction. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what movement practices bring you joy and help you feel your best. Until next time, keep moving, keep growing, and never stop shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.